This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mike Vrabel, Drake May breaking it down after the final regular season victory of the year on Sunday. Pats back at it Sunday night in Foxborough. Pats and Chargers. First playoff game in Foxborough since 2019. We're Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. You could check out our playoff coach rankings up at Jones and Keefe. Mike Vrabel checked in at number 4 behind McVay, Shanahan, and Nick Sirianni. Joining us now on Jones and Keefe, as promised, Taylor Kyles, CLNS. What's up, Taylor?
Not much for playoff time, man. I'm excited. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
We're very excited. But we, Taylor, unlike you, we're simpletons.
Mm-hmm.
We think this matchup is going to be all about the quarterbacks and Drake May and Justin Herbert. What is this matchup, in your estimation, going to come down to?
Funny enough, I think it's actually going to come down to the running backs. Now, obviously, quarterbacks are going to play huge factors. We're talking about the Spider-Man meme here pretty much with Justin Herbert and Drake May and all the ways that they excel as quarterbacks. But I feel like if the Patriots can win in the trenches on both sides of the football, that's going to be huge. We know this run game for the Patriots has been surging since pretty much about like week 13 for Ramondre Stevenson when he gets back from his toe injury, really started to gain some positive momentum, finished the year as the NFL's best back over the last month of the season. So on offense, if they can have that unpredictability, get Travion Henderson going the way he's been doing really since even before Ramondre found his groove, that's going to take pressure off Drake May. It's going to keep the playbook wide open. And against this Chargers secondary, that's going to be huge. They got a lot of veterans and a lot of guys who can make plays on the football, so you don't want to be one-dimensional against them. And then when it comes to the Chargers offense, I mean, their offensive line is shot. They may have some guys returning, but they got backups at both tackle spots, and their interior is one of the worst in football. And if you're the Patriots, you got Milton Williams back. Barmore looked really good last week. Hopefully Harold Landry's back for you as well. And Omarion Hampson and Kamani Vidal, despite the fact their offensive line has been so bad, have been highly productive, especially outside the tackle. So if the Chargers can get the run game going and they have the element of unpredictability and they don't need to rely on Justin Herbert and his busted hand, I think it's going to come down to a really tight game, and I don't love that scenario for the Patriots.
Well, you know, we started talking about players outside the quarterbacks that would be the most impactful in the game, and Jones and I both came up with Milton Williams. Do you think he's the right call there, or is it somebody else?
Oh, that's huge. I mean, we saw that last week where the run defense has been a massive weak spot for pretty much about since week 10. And that wasn't all because of Milt Williams' absence. Obviously, when he went down, that was another huge loss. But last week, the guy has 2 run stuffs. Now, it was against a very bad Dolphins offensive line, but you're facing another bad offensive line. So let Milt Williams kind of tee off and be that disruptive presence he is, because if you can get those tackles behind the line of scrimmage, even if the Chargers are able to rip off some productive runs, getting them behind the chains is going to be much more in favor for the Patriots let them get a little bit more exotic with their pass rush fronts. Let the offensive line for the Chargers decide, all right, are we paying attention to Milton? Are we paying attention to Christian Barmore? Like, where are we sliding protection? And then the Patriots can kind of play a step ahead. So I think you nailed it. Milton Williams is going to be absolutely huge in this game because, again, you got to win the trenches and ideally dominate up there if you're New England.
How big of a test are the Chargers? I mean, it's a playoff game. I understand it's massive stakes, but the Patriots played, as we know and is well documented, and I think it's hard to argue with. They played an easy schedule this year, not their fault. After Buffalo, I'd say the Chargers are probably the best team they've faced this year. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that, but how big of a test do you think this will be for New England?
It's a huge test. I agree. I think the Bills were the better team, and a lot of that is just because you have a great offensive line, great run game, and Josh Allen. But the Chargers are next, and I still do think that this season, making it to the playoffs, was a success. We've heard from multiple players in the Patriots locker room that they didn't expect to really be here or have this much success quite as soon as they have. So, I mean, they've exceeded expectations. But at the same time, the Chargers are vulnerable. And I think that regardless of what happens after this week, if you have the feather in your cap of, hey, not only did we make it to the playoffs, we actually did win a playoff game against a well-coached team with an MVP-caliber quarterback in Justin Herbert. You know, if you fall to the Jaguars, if you fall to the Bills, Texans, whatever, those are teams that are pretty much a lot stronger in terms of their roster stability. So I wouldn't really mind. Like, those are matchups I don't love, but the Chargers really stand out to me as a matchup that I think the Patriots should win. So I think it's a huge matchup because then you can go into the offseason saying, hey, there's signs for optimism and things you can build on in the playoffs versus, you know the discussion at some point, no matter how quickly it's going to be, well, can Drake May win in the postseason? And I don't know about you, but I would rather avoid that conversation topic for the whole summer.
Yep. I don't know how much you've watched the Chargers this year, but last year, Ladd McConkey had an awesome rookie year. And obviously we paid very close attention to it because of the draft and the trading down and all that stuff. This year, though, it was much more pedestrian. He and Quentin Johnston and Keenan Allen all had pretty similar numbers. So he was good, but by no means had even a year two leap after that Pro Bowl rookie year. In your mind, is this passing attack and those receivers, like, what kind of challenge do they present? Are they capable of a big game against Gonzalez, Davis, and the rest of the secondary?
I think they are. And if the Chargers offensive line can give Justin Herbert any time, or if he can make time on his own, I think this is going to be a competitive matchup because Ladd McConkey probably going to match up against Marcus Jones, who's had an outstanding year. But Ladd McConkey is explosive in his own right. Maybe he's been a bit up and down, but his explosiveness, his separation ability, it's dangerous. And I think part of his production maybe falling off a bit is because the line has been so bad. Doesn't matter if you're open, if the quarterback's on his back, you know, you might have won the route, but you're not going to be able to get that ball. So I do think that that matchup with McConkey and Jones is going to be one that could go back and forth. But on the outside, I like the Patriots. I think Keenan Allen against Carlton Davis, as many times as you can get that matchup, yes, please. And Quentin Johnston has taken a very big step this season, and I want to give him his flowers. But I don't think he's the kind of guy that should give Christian Gonzalez any kind of consistent problems. Really, what I would be focused more on is the tight end, Aronde Gadsden, out of Syracuse. He's a big target. And Craig Woodson actually did face him when they were in college. And I remember when Woodson was drafted, the first game I saw was that one, and Gadsden was going up and mossing him. Like, Woodson just didn't have the size to really compete, and it gave me a bad first impression of Craig. I watched more tape, and I fell in love, and he's had a great season. But we have seen his lack of length has been a vulnerability against those bigger-bodied tight ends when offenses really want to focus on it. So I know we want to talk about the receivers and corners, and again, McConkey and Marcus Jones is a matchup to watch. But don't sleep on Craig Woodson versus Aronde Gadsden. Also, Jalen Hawkins, of course, they switch up responsibilities. But that dude could get quite a few looks his way, especially if Justin Herbert wants to get the ball out fast.
Sounds like Gadsden anytime touchdowns. What that Ooh, sounds like to
does.
Me, Keith. Okay,
a
interesting.
A little sprinkle.
Take it,
he says. Okay, don't worry. I'll break out my phone here in a second. We're talking to Taylor Kyle, CLNS, joining us here on Jones and Keith. You mentioned Gonzalez. I know you said it's about more than just the wide receivers and the cornerbacks. What kind of year do you think Gonzo had?
I think it was a solid year for a player of his caliber, given everything that happened, right? You're in a brand new defense that's very different from the one that you've been in for the rest of your career. It's more similar, actually, to what he did in college at Oregon, where they played a lot more of those match zones that the Patriots play now. but that was years ago, right? So it probably took him a while to really adjust and get his feet back under him, kind of knock that rust off, like riding a bike, right? It's just different schemes, but you're going to one you were in college. So there's the scheme change. There was a hamstring injury where he missed time. So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I also think that he's come on stronger later in the year. I think kind of early when he first got back, you saw some of the cracks, lost some matchups kind of in the middle to late part of the season that I didn't love, but he's been much more stable in coverage. The only thing that bothers me, and it's a bit nitpicky given you're talking about a shutdown corner, is teams have been running at him for weeks now. Like, if you look at the charts and it says, okay, the opponent ran what direction, a lot of the times it's left towards Christian Gonzalez because teams are trying to force him to make tackles on the perimeter, take on pulling linemen, and really be the physical guy that he can be. He's more than capable of, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
We all remember the shoulder injury he suffered as a rookie. So I always, you know, feel a little shaky when he's put in those situations. So, I mean, but at the end of the day, you're a football player. You have to come through in those situations. I think he has at times. I think he hasn't at others. And I know run defense isn't really what you want to talk about at corner, but I think it has been significant and could be maybe a factor down the road when his contract comes up. So, again, I think it's been a solid year. You expect Christian Gonzalez to be a Pro Bowler every year as long as he's remotely healthy. But I'll be honest, I don't think he lived up to the heights that he did last season. And I think the biggest place you see that is in the lack of turnovers.
All right, who are you picking on Sunday?
I got Patriots. Again, I think this is a matchup that they should win. If they play to their best ability, I think it should be a fairly comfortable fourth quarter. But at the same time, if Justin Herbert is able to have some success against the defense, which, again, if the Patriots can't stop the run, and I don't know for a fact that they can, they still haven't really proven it on a consistent basis, especially outside. I could see the Chargers giving them some trouble, but I think the Patriots come out on top.
Okay. Taylor Kyles, check out his work. Excellent analysis, as always, at TKyles39 on Twitter. You can also check him out at CLNS. Taylor, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Taylor Kyles, good breakdown there. On Gonzo specifically, he's right. I as he's saying, the running at Christian Gonzalez. Think of that Ravens game. At least when Harbaugh knew that Henry was in the game.
Yeah, right.
They were just constantly running at his side, running at him, running at him, running at him. And we'll see if that's a factor. You know Harbaugh and the Chargers want to run it. If Hampton's even healthy, you brought this up early in the show. I'm like, hey, he's probably going to play. It's a Wednesday. I wouldn't freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Nick came in the break, and he's like, Hampton didn't practice. He basically had a bye week last week. So why do you need to, you know, they sat him. So why do you need to give him the Wednesday off after a bye week?
Yeah,
so
maybe it's worse.
Maybe he's not going to play, but we'll see if Harbaugh will run right at Christian Gonzalez. Good breakdown, too, on Aronde Gadsden.
Well, I was going to say, that's one spot where yesterday we gave the advantage to the tight ends, but on the same token, we gave the advantage to the Chargers at safety. So if that's who's primarily matched up with each other, Gadsden in a vacuum is not as good as Hunter Henry, but his matchup is significantly easier than Hunter Henry.
Yeah,
so they might have more... production from the tight end than the Patriots would.
That's why we have him on.
That's right.
Very good breakdown there by Taylor Kyles as we take a peek at it.
That's got to be plus 285.
That was a good guess by your boy.
Plus 285.
Yeah,
you in on that?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm about to be reeling.
Ham? Two hams? Andy Hart Christmas tree?
Andy Hart Christmas tree.
Lego Death Star.
Yeah. I'll just be spamming Taylor Kyles with hate tweets.
Like, where's Gatson? I haven't seen him.
I thought he was going to be bossing the eraser. He's been erased by the eraser. Okay. Anyway, if you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app. Good breakdown from Taylor Kyles, CLNS, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature, and you won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. The Red Sox now, Keefe, officially the only team that has not spent money in free agency.
What do you mean?
Rockies came out.
Get anybody?
Not in free agency.
Yeah.
Rockies came out and signed Michael Lorenzen, I think it was. So the Red Sox are officially the 30th out of 30. Actually, only 29 teams have spent. They're on an island all by themselves.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Not spending in free agency. What's their over-under in Vegas? It's actually a little higher on the Red Sox than we've been. We'll get into that. Why is it so high? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.